Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu.
I'm Stu.
You are the Mac, man. Stu is the Mac.
I'm the Mac Daddy. You're the Daddy Mac.
There you go. Good morning, everybody. Like I said, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yes, it is.
It may be a little warm, but it's going to be a beautiful day regardless. So, anyway, I know some people are tired. They stayed up late last night listening to Auburn and
watching winning football.
We got embarrassed and humiliated early, so I was able. I left where I was at with 8 minutes still on the board. Went home. I said, the "Heck with this."
Now that was typical the most embarrassing. That was the most embarrassing thing about that game. It wasn't the players. 5 minutes left to go in the game, and there was nothing but burnt orange in that stadium. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Should be. And I'm sure Nick Saban would.
Georgia would have never left the stadium.
I'm sure
like
Nick
that.
Saban would
LSU
would have dressed. But if I were Nick Saban, if I were Nick Saban, I would have told the boys to go in the locker room, get their practice jerseys, and come on back out on the field because we're going to practice tonight.
So, there wasn't any problem with that. Texas was just a better team.
Yeah.
But –
How do you get better, Stu? You practice.
Well, you can only practice so many hours a week, man. And you forget it's a school first and a football program second.
Right.
Yeah.
They are students.
I know.
Yeah. So. And I thought it was a fantastic day of college football.
Oh, it was. There were some exciting games like crazy on yesterday. And, man, was. So.
And the Gators won. I was happy.
There you go.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah. One out of, however many ain't too bad this year.
Did all the
Florida away to your wins now.
Did UCF win? And did all the Florida teams win yesterday?
I'm not sure.
Miami won. Did Gators they? Won. Florida State won. I just wonder if UCF won. You know, the teams that matter. They all matter, but,
UCF's been the best program in the state of Florida for 5 years now. And it's no competition. Yeah, and no competition with that.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
But Florida State looks for real.
Yeah, for real. They've been an embarrassment for college football for several years now.
Yeah.
And
even when Bowden was still there, because those last 5 years or so, he was dirty.
I just hope us Bammers don't go through a Mike Shula phase here.
All
the Shula and other coaches that wasn't doing anything.
Everything is cyclical.
It is.
You're right. Every four years.
If you look at it honestly, Alabama's been playing football for, 110 years or so, mm-hmm. give or take. You've really only had two periods where y'all were great.
He could have.
That was Bear Bryant and Nick Saban. And the rest of the time, Auburn's been the better program.
Well, sad. He could have an entire program, a group of boys that came into the program and graduate and not get a national championship.
At least one time. That's so sad.
I mean, that's the way it – for the longest time, every boy has come to the program.
Yes, y'all did, and y'all played by a different set of rules than everybody else did.
And Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Sip and Chew. This is a wine and food.
I know. Let's get back to
we're
that.
Just to remind everybody.
So,
listening.
Stu?
Yes, sir.
How did the week go down there at the back of Cheesery?
Art Walk was a lot of fun.
Very busy night.
Awesome.
Not a soul there the rest of the week.
Yeah. Well,
nobody ate lunch.
People say it. It is still kind of warm out there.
Yeah, this is the wrong time of year to try and open a restaurant and hope to be busy.
Yeah.
Because Mama and Daddy ain't got no money in September and October. They're tapped out from back to school.
They are.
This is the slowest
and it's
time.
Hot.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Is Nola? Ooh.
Is Nola?
My wife and I went down.
Did y'all split some things?
Well, we ended up with the buffalo chicken. when we ordered the Nola. I don't know how it happened.
But, I screwed up. It is straight up. I screwed up, gave him the wrong thing.
But it was quite good. And then he had a tea, a agave nectar tea, which was
I was going to ask you about that.
Limeade.
Are you selling beverages?
I'm selling that beverage.
Okay. No bottled waters and stuff like that?
Nope.
For people like me that can't drink a beverage.
There's nothing there you can eat, man.
Well, that's true.
There's nothing healthy in there.
I know.
Yeah.
It was good, though. Yeah. Oh, man. It was good.
But I will say this. Mike Bailey is a man who has said many times, I'll drive 50 miles for a restaurant that serves a Sloppy Joe, but apparently he won't walk two blocks. Because I was running Sloppy Joe's yesterday.
Well, I live more than two blocks. But,
yeah.
But anyway, I can't have Sloppy Joe's right now anyway.
Yeah. Or maybe you should if you made them out of turkey.
It don't matter. Turkey. It don't matter. I can't. I got my set menu what I can have, and now I yesterday I ate last night I had pork country style ribs, very lean country style. Right? I got the leanest I could get, I had those with asparagus.
Yeah.
I'll be glad when my asparagus is gone because that stuff working on me.
Yeah.
I got one more serving of asparagus at my house.
So it's doing its job, huh?
It's doing its job, but. good to know that. Anyway, I went ahead. I bought a big old bag of green beans, and I said, maybe I better blanch these and freeze them. So I blanched them yesterday, and I'm going to put them in a little freezer, little Ziploc bags and freeze
individual
them.
Individual portions.
Yeah, and because I can just throw those in the air fryer and just boom, they're done. And I love my air fryer. God, I could cook. And I don't have grease floating around my kitchen and having to wipe things down. And
you want to talk about something great for cooking up a Hall sausage or a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it in the air fryer.
When I can have those, I will.
The Lewis Rich makes a really good turkey hot dog. Here's the thing with hot dogs with me. Either go the most expensive, get Neiman Brothers, or get turkey dogs. Because the turkey dogs are cheaper and taste better than any of the pork dogs. Pork shouldn't be in a hot dog. That's not a meat that should be in it. It's a beef. It is a beef sausage.
That's so un-American. I agree.
It's not.
Beef, it's got to be, to me, it's got to be beef.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a real wiener. It's not a real, if it's pork, you're eating bologna.
Yeah.
It's not a hot dog.
I was about to say, where did it, you know?
Or
any other byproducts. Because when I used to eat a lot of hot dogs, I would, because they're quick to make, and you're coming home at night, and you throw one in the microwave and heat it up. I only bought 100% beef. Yeah. Or I'd get the Angus.
And that's what I say. If you're not doing that,
get
the turkey dogs. Lewis Rich and Oscar Mayer both make a really good smoked turkey dog that is good, if not better, than any of the other pork ones.
What's the ballpark, Frank? Which
That's all pork.
It's really?
Yeah.
Well, they got a beef. They carry
a certified Angus beef
one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but their regular ones are probably a mix of pork, beef, and chicken, which is what most hot dogs
are. Talk about effective media advertising right there.
Yeah.
Well, here's something on that. Mike said byproduct. Well, everybody sees byproduct, and they go, oh. Well, that's the best part of the plant, of the animal.
The most flavorful, yeah.
Well, not that. The healthiest.
Yeah.
Byproduct doesn't mean you're eating a bunch of fat. It means you're eating a bunch of organ meat. And the organ meat is better for human beings than any of the other meat.
Really?
Yeah. The heart, the liver, and all that. When apex predators kill, that's what they go for first.
That makes sense.
They eat because that's where all the nutrients are.
That's where the flavor.
Yeah. Heart doesn't have any fat on it. You know? Lungs don't have fat on them.
Miss Rose Mosley. Rose Mosley said, bless her heart, rest in peace. She said that like a rump roast is the biggest waste of meat on a cow because there's nothing in it to give it flavor.
Mm-mm.
It's all lean. It's just a big old thing. No meat. I mean,
and
no
there's
fat.
No connective tissue.
There's no connective tissue. There's
like connective tissue is, which is tendons, ligaments. That's what makes pork ribs good. It's not the fat.
Yeah.
I always thought it was muscle. Tissue. I thought that was because it was so lean. That was your better
oh
product.
The lean is better for you, but the connective tissue is what makes it lip smacking, which makes it melt in your mouth, and it's not really fattening. The fat is fattening. The connective tissue is just protein, calcium. It's cartilage, basically.
Okay.
Various forms of cartilage, and that, but you got to slow cook that. to get it to dissolve. But once you do,
that's why it bastes and it gets into the
All right, 251-343-0106. What is that number? Call in and text in line. And hey, when we come back, we got some announcements to make.
Oh, okay, that's good.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
It is us. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful day. You know what else would be beautiful to do today? It's go sit outside at Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. Listen to Marcus Elizondo play. Great musician.
Get his guitar on.
Every time I leave there, he's still playing. As I'm crossing the street to go get my car, he says, "Everybody say bye to Mike Bailey." And everybody there goes, "Bye, Mike Bailey." He makes me feel so good. Anyway.
Like warm. Kind of like being at Cheers.
Yeah. Yep. So, and we want to thank Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar over in downtown. Place. Beautiful Lovely downtown. Place. It is. Tanya and David Garrett did a phenomenal they did a phenomenal job creating that place, and it's such a cool place.
She has a fake husband.
Everybody thinks I'm her husband, and they every time I've worked there, and they go, "Now where's your wife at?" I don't have a wife. And they go, "Well, aren't you?" No, I'm not. And so I had to get a t-shirt that said I'm not David.
That's what that's for.
And then I bought him a t-shirt that says I am David. So that's just an inside joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have to have the inside because you put it on Facebook all the time. I was kind of always wondering.
Yeah. When I work, sometimes when I work there, I hadn't had go to, they're finally getting, you know, people steady to work there.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to work anymore. But
I don't.
People.
Wanted to work. That's why you went into sales.
Hey. Anyway.
Well, no. He does what he's gifted at. He talks. And he turned that into making money.
Not enough, but I'm working on it.
You probably made enough.
People work
it's
hard.
It's how much you spent that was the issue.
People work hard. You talking about some people work? It's Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Yes,
now,
they
work hard, and they got to work in that cold atmosphere over there.
Cold as 40 degrees.
Oh, okay. That's too cold for me.
Love a job like that in the summertime.
Yeah, you do. But
in the summertime especially.
But go out there and ask for it. And your favorite spot that you love to buy your vegetables and your groceries and your dog food and cat litter and all that stuff. Go there and ask for it by name. And then Butch Cassidy's over there at the corner of Flo Shell, which is Florida Street and Osho Road. You know where it's at. The now famous Butch Burger. Soon to be famous something else, I'm sure, one day.
Oh, the Prairie Burger is now.
Oh, really?
Soon to be famous Prairie Burger.
Uh-huh. Would you say that the Mistake Wings are soon to be or are already? They're already famous enough that people know they're not on the menu.
They're supposed to be famous. It's
supposed to be a top secret.
That makes them infamous.
It's supposed to be top secret.
Yeah.
Mistake Wings are supposed to be top secret.
Yeah. Steak wings.
So don't tell anybody, folks.
So have you even had the Prairie Burger? Do you even know what comes on the Prairie Burger?
I can't have it now anyway. So
you would never would have ordered it because it's a small burger.
Oh.
So I bet you've never even ordered one of the small ones, have you?
No.
They're totally different.
Look at me, Stu. Do I look like I order a small burger?
They're different bread, different cheese, different everything.
Groundhog?
Do I?
No. I mean, it's just a smaller patty. It's 5 ounce instead of a 7 ounce.
Well, you asked what they were made of, but that was Prairie Burger. So
but it's got that shredded lettuce on it, and it's got a fried green tomato.
That shredded lettuce, huh?
And bacon.
Mm.
And then Roy's got this really killer prairie sauce.
Mm-hmm. Prairie sauce.
Yeah, now I've had the prairie sauce. I've tasted it.
Yeah, but you hadn't had the burger with a fried green tomato on it.
See, I'm just not a big...
How did that escape
I'm just
you?
Not a big fried green tomato fan.
Well, you don't have a big fried green tomato. It's just one slice.
I know, but I'm just not a fried green tomato fan.
There's all kinds of things.
They're good. I'll eat them. But, you know, there's other things that excite me, like crunchy peanut butter, grilled pineapple, and a fried egg on a hamburger.
How would you know without a fried green tomato on there? That way, you're still eating healthy.
That's just not in my flavor profile. my flavor... Wheel
you
wagon.
Want to run that by me, the list again. Crunchy peanut butter, pineapple, and fried egg.
Crunchy peanut butter.
All right.
Fried egg.
I'm good with the first two.
All right. Bacon.
bacon.
You like bacon?
Yeah, I like bacon. Not all in the same thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
And grilled pineapple, fried egg, crunchy peanut butter, and bacon.
And that's why he's on a diet now. Because he'd go to Crystal's and ask them, can they add all that to every Crystal?
And now Roy's done that for me before.
Yeah.
He did that for pineapple.
Yeah. And he happened to have peanut butter.
And he happened to have some peanut butter. So, anyway.
And it was probably his lunch. He just probably gave
you associated with when you say peanut butter on pancakes, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
They go, what?
Well, I'll tell you, peanut butter on a burger.
Peanut butter on pancakes?
Oh, you better believe it, brother. That's where I grew up. Oh, absolutely.
Where?
Hi.
Huh? Where from? Where are you from?
I'm from Kansas. I'm Northwest Kansas boy.
People always trip me out when they go, peanut butter on a pancake? Why not? It's a piece of bread. That's all a pancake is.
Were y'all
out
of syrup that day? Or
oh, yeah. No, we eat syrup or we'll put on strawberry jam.
You never put peanut butter on waffles?
No.
It's just bread. Well, there's nothing at all bizarre about that.
Peanut butter and pineapple on a burger. All right, now,
in 3 months, I'm going to try it. Yeah. Remind me in 3 months and I'm going to try.
It's just like people are like, chicken and waffles, it's a piece of chicken and a
chicken
piece
and
of
waffles.
Bread.
Right.
Fried chicken and spaghetti. That's delicious.
That. Sip and chew.
Not fried chicken and spaghetti. That is chicken parmesan.
Well, it's fried chicken and spaghetti. I saw it on Alton Brown show and I saw it on Anthony Bourdain.
That I've had.
So, good combination. Yeah. It makes sense. But, want to make a few announcements first. Today is the second line to commemorate the passing of Jimmy Buffett. It's going to be downtown starting. The parade starts at 4, but they want everybody to get there by 3. And they want one important thing that everybody needs to do, they need to put on sunscreen. Please put on. Jimmy Buffett would tell you, please put on some sunscreen. Because you're going to be out in the sun, huh?
What route is it taking?
It's going down Dolphin Street. It's going to start the Riverview and go down Dolphin Street to Moe's.
Okay.
And it's going to be a nice second line. I got my Hawaiian shirt, my shark fin hat, and I bought some Lay's. I'm going to pass out some Lay's. Probably some pretty mermaids. Yeah. That are walking in parade who don't have Lay's, so I'm going to hand out some Lay's. Also, Joseph Brennan. I don't know if he's a musician here in town, I believe. Joseph Brennan and John Killian, who we've had on the show, John, at Brady River. They're the ones who spearheaded this thing, and they got a hold of Carol Hunter, and she got the ball rolling. They got the permits. So this is going to be a huge event today. Put on your Hawaiian shirt. Put on your parrot head stuff, paraphernalia. And
bring your paraphernalia.
Bring your paraphernalia. wagons and all that but they just ask you to don't bring any bikes or things that are going to hold people up, to hold the line up. You want to walk at a steady pace. There are rules. You can go to our Facebook page and see the rules that they've
the
guidelines.
Be specific with ours. Sip and Chew or?
Sip and Chew. Okay. Or you can go to mine if you're a friend of mine on Facebook. They're also on downtown word of mouth Facebook page. Yeah. You can see all that. But I understand there's going to be a number of bands and musicians at Moe's. They're going to be playing Jimmy Buffett songs and stuff like that. That's today. Next Sunday at T. Marie's, they're having a Jimmy Buffett Day and commemorating the life of Jimmy Buffett, and they're going to have specials on cheeseburgers and margaritas next Sunday. I will post more details as they become available to me. And just real quick, today is National TV Dinner Day and Canned Cocktail Day. I don't like canned cocktails. I'm sorry. Zima and Zima was in a bottle, but what was the White Claw and stuff like that. If you like it, that's fine. Just don't talk to me if you like that stuff. Anyway,
wow.
Stu, are y'all officially open now?
Yeah,
you are up and running. Is there any talk of a national day? Is there any talk of a grand opening when that might be?
There's mumble.
Mumble, there's just mumble. Yeah. Mumble.
Murmurs.
That's about it right now. Mm. It's basically when we're going to have a grand opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to look at that.
Yeah, so that's from what I've seen, still needs talking some smack with smack that there's still some things to.
Artorias.
to finalize.
They called him Arturius one day, and I went, who's Arturius? It's Smack. Oh, okay.
The Arturius Smack.
Yeah.
He could talk some smack, too. No, he's a great guy. He's super nice. I enjoyed my time with him.
This whole thing was his vision. He was a food truck operator.
Yeah.
Smack's Smokehouse, which was featured on Food Network. And the building that's next door to the park was, you know, he would rent that space for Mardi Gras every year.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Dee both, and would make a killing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drove by one day and said it was for sale. And he's like, well, who am I going to pay rent to for that alley? And then he thought, hey, dummy, it says for sale.
Pay myself.
Yeah. So we've got indoor seating that's getting close, and then our fountain drink should be up there. We've got 03 seconds there, Mike.
I saw. Okay. He showed me around. I was so impressed. It's going to be a great spot.
And if he wanted to call in the show, what number would you give him?
You would call in at 251-343-0106, and you can text there, too.
Not saying that we're going to read it.
But we would.
Yeah.
I would.
As soon as the show's over.
Nah. Don't do that, Stu. Don't do that.
Yeah. So we're opening up today like 12:30 or 1.
Okay, cool.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Oh, you will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking. No, we weren't. We can't talk about that on air.
FCC's two floors above us. So.
I thought they moved. Anyway, it don't matter. They can still monitor us if they want to.
All right, Mike.
So anyway, I don't have anything else to talk about, Steve.
Well, we already burned through it.
Let's just go home.
What are your hours, Stu?
They're very liquid.
very fluid,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, because of our agreement with the city for the construction, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday lunch, we are closed.
Okay.
And we open Thursday evenings. Each of us has different hours based on our clientele, like D didn't even want to open for lunch, and he hardly ever sells anything for lunch.
Okay.
When we have a lunch crowd, because for some reason at lunchtime people don't want fried chicken on a stick and elephant ears, but he kills at night.
Yeah.
Especially late night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more of a lunch crowd, so my ideal schedule would be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday lunch only.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday lunch and dinner. Sunday closed. Just so I can rest. But since we're closed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm open Sundays in the afternoon.
And Boxhout's going through basically construction as well continually right now.
Right, right. The building to the right of us, it's about 95% complete. There's a few things the health department wants us to do and the city wants us to do to get that indoor dining facility going.
Now, that's going to be for renting or
what? Yeah, you can rent the space over there and have events if you like. But when there's nothing going on, it's just going to be, hey, you can buy your food, sit outside, or you can go inside.
Kind of like Crown Hall and all that.
Yeah.
Do the events and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when we get that second story built on, it will pretty much always be just public seating. And then the inside stuff will be more for events.
Okay.
With it being, if there's not an event.
He showed me that the seating can be maneuvered and moved around to accommodate a lot of things.
Yeah, we're working on getting some shade next week.
That's one thing.
Like tarp hanging over
canopy or something.
It's only bad when you're like, the sun's with it like from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Oh, no.
But that builds
straight down and fills that alley with sunlight from about 9 in the morning till about 5 o'clock at night.
I don't see. It's just, and the way it's situated, it's just, there's no movement.
Well, there's
air.
Heat.
Yeah.
It holds heat in that
area.
But, you know, the weather's about to get better.
Yeah. But that direct sunlight, yesterday's temperature may not have been hotter than we've had this summer, but it was a hotter day in that kitchen.
Oh, I would imagine.
Than it was when it was 100.
And then those metal buildings.
Yeah. Well, those, they're not metal buildings. That's a facade.
Really?
Yeah, they are. The walls are made out of, I believe it's called magnesium oxide. It's the same thing the Great Wall of China is built out of. And it has an insulating foam on the front and the back. And it's will burn for 4 hours and never catch on fire. You have like a you have a fire burning right next
to
us.
Does it translate into cooler inside and out?
Yes, it does. Okay. It handles temperatures way better than standard walls, way better. I mean, we've got these little air conditioners in there, and if I can ever figure out the remote. But the biggest thing is we've got these hood vents. You know, the health department requires you to have these huge, gigantic, unnecessary hood vents for the tiniest little cooking space.
I remember the first time I ever saw a remote control air conditioner. I was in Perpignan, France, and I was sitting there trying to turn the TV on, and I heard the noise go. I said, what the world? Wow. And then I figured out it was the air conditioner, which you didn't need hardly there anyway. So during the summertime,
because they had yeast in the air. Wait, we're talking about the air conditioning, not their bread. That is why the bread is so good in Paris. They don't add yeast to their bread.
What?
Let's eat it now.
It's in the air.
Really?
Same with San Francisco sourdough. That's not a yeast that you add to it.
I love sourdough.
That is why San Francisco sourdough is different. If you're not in San Francisco, you can't make it. That yeast comes from the air.
Wow.
Yeah, and the yeast that's in the air in Paris is the best yeast in the world for making bread. How do you think we invented bread?
I hadn't thought about it till now, really. Yeah, that makes sense, but I hadn't thought about it.
That's the unleavened bread that you read about in Scripture is bread that has no yeast. Flat bread, more like crackers than anything.
Right.
And then somewhere they got somewhere where there was a good amount of yeast in the air, and all of a sudden that bread rose.
That makes sense. Yeah. Naan, I mean, that's not a...
That sounds like a song.
Modern naan is got a little yeast in it, same as pita. And so it's not a true flatbread. I mean, what you read about in scriptures is straight on pretty much a cracker.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or if you're familiar, there's a bread in Jewish culture called lavish.
Right.
That is a straight up flatbread.
Unleavened.
Yeah.
Or yeast. Yeah. Mm. Learn something new when we listen to you guys.
I learned something new.
that's kind of the point. I thought, yeah. So on your menu, I was curious about because I had the NOLA, and what was in it again?
That is a Creole cheese sauce with Hall's andouille sausage.
Creole sauce.
If you see a Creole cream sauce on the menu at a Creole or Cajun restaurant, that basically means they took Alfredo and added blackening seasoning to it.
Okay.
I took a regular cheese sauce and added blackening seasoning to it. Okay. That gets those flavors throughout it. And I made it before, too, where I put a little bit of liquid crab boil in it. Hmm. Just a touch, just to get some of those flavors going. And then the andouille is, you know, that is the sausage.
Pretty much built in,
yeah.
Okay.
And I take the sausage, I dice it up, I render it down for the fat, and start building my cheese sauce with that fat as opposed to butter.
Okay.
So now you get the andouille flavor throughout the entire thing.
Hmm. Big, how much do you generally prepare on a...
For one of those, you know, we have what we call half pans on the line, and nobody seems to understand them on the radio right now. Everyone from Box Out's calling me. What do you mean we're going to be busy?
Welcome to being a boss, right?
Yeah. I've lost where I was at.
How much do you make?
Oh, so those little pans that I have are called half pans. They're half of a hotel-sized pan. There's a pound of sausage that goes into one of those.
Okay.
Diced up. Pretty much a pound of any meat is what I put in those, which is a lot of meat in that much mac and cheese. Most places would put a quarter of a pound and stretch it out.
Now, folks, this is not your mama's or your daddy's or your grandma's mac and cheese. Mm-mm. It's not out of a blue box.
Nope.
And it's not out of a generic box. This is the real deal. It's not butter, root, milk, and then cheese. Shells were an inch at least. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm using the Celentini, which is a corkscrew like an elbow twice. And it has ridges.
That holds the sauce good.
Yeah. It has ridges on the outside. And then I also have some jumbo elbow macaroni, really big, big elbows, and they have ridges on the outside too. And when I get set up, when I get set up with a distributor and everything, I'll just use one possible. Right now, I'm kind of at the whim of what I can find on a store shelf.
Ah, I was going to ask, is a certain design of sausage, you just said, does it hold it the sauce differently?
One of the biggest things that gets me when I've worked in Italian restaurants is people that come in and go, I want a fettuccine Alfredo, but can I get that on angel hair? No, actually, that's impossible. I can put angel hair in the bowl, but you ain't going to have any sauce on it because angel hair won't hold it. Mm-hmm. It falls right off.
Yeah.
And so what you end up doing is eating plain angel hair and then drinking sauce.
And your sauce is at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the
shape of sauces of all pasta tastes exactly the same.
So right.
To me, it is absolutely just irrational that someone goes, oh, I don't like a fettuccine, but I like angel hair. You're eating the same thing.
The
shapes are not for you what can you taste, like to chew.
You can taste shapes.
Yeah. The shapes are designed
to
hold.
Depends on what you had before that.
Yeah. The shapes are designed to hold different sauces. If you got a creamy or cheesy sauce, you don't want angel hair. It's not going to hold. It's too thin. You want something bigger. Fettuccine, it's flat, has more surface area.
So thicker sauce.
Creamier
thinner,
sauce.
Well, creamier sauce.
Yeah, a tomato sauce. Like.
Kind of idea?
Yeah, like angel hair is great. There's a, it's called Pomodoro.
Right.
It's angel hair with roasted tomatoes and basil, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And that is, it's terrific for that.
Well, let me, my favorite, believe it or not, I love those little shells that look like little seashells. You know why? Because they'll cup your meat, your sauce.
And that's
cup
a macaroni.
All that. Yeah.
And that's the important thing to point out. Macaroni is not elbows. That's those are a macaroni, but there are, I think it's over 200 types of macaroni.
They look like plastic to me.
And a macaroni is either hollow with a hole through the center, or it's got some kind of concave aspect to it. That cup sauce, like the shells Mike's talking
about. Okay, I see.
But there's a, you've had it before. I forget where we had it, but you fell in love with it. Bucatini, which looks like spaghetti, but each noodle has a hole running right through the middle of it.
How do they put that hole there?
Yeah, like a straw.
How do they put that hole there?
I don't know, man. I know. Magic. Yeah.
Must be Italian magic.
Yeah. But so at some point, I'll probably run a pan of spaghetti, but I'm going to use bucatini and put a lot of cheese on it. And
but
so
it is mac and cheesery after all.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So so I broke out the Sloppy Joes just for Mike Bailey.
But.
And he does it. Well, the idea was pretty good. Hey, let's do a Sloppy Joe Saturday where all I got to do is toast some Texas toast and slop something on it.
Well, my thought on that was when you originally – said mac and cheesery is going to open, that you were going to focus just on mac and cheese. But I also wondered if you were going to have that as most people do with mac and cheese, a side item only, and you were going to serve it along with other things like, you know.
Oh, the mac and cheese is the star of the show.
Right. No, I knew that, but I was just
wondering.
Step
up yesterday, and he looked at it, and he goes, I'll take a Sloppy Joe. Do you have any sides? Yeah, six kinds of mac and cheese. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I was meaning, is I didn't know if there was going to be a core, you know, like this and then.
Weren't you going to do grilled cheese sandwiches, too?
Yeah.
Gourmet grills.
Oh. Yeah, I've been doing you got the Caprese, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm tweaking the Caprese. I've been making it with the fresh buffalo mozzarella and tomatoes and basil. And that mozzarella takes a long time to get melty. And you saw how stretchy it was.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to turn it into a Caprese dip. And what you will get is a grilled cheese with provolone.
That sounds better.
And a little cup of the tomato basil soup that you dunk it down into.
The only question I had was the thickness of the bread. Why don't you do Texas toast?
Because they were out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the biggest bread I could find. It is so hard to find anything specific at Walmart. It really is. And that was where I had to shop that time.
Okay.
That was where my time allowed me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have distributors, you'll...
Yeah. So I used English toast.
251-343-0106 is our call or text in line. Love to hear from you, folks.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That's us.
It is us. Hey, we want to say thanks to our friends over there at Bob's Downtown Diner, corner of Fat and Happy. You know where they are, and you know who they are. Great people.
I parked by them Friday.
Huh?
I parked over by there Friday.
I try to park there all the time. I have a secret parking spot. No, it's double lot secret, so I can't tell nobody. because somebody yeah,
don't
somebody
tell me because that will be my new parking spot when I go to work.
So anywho, get by there and see them, spend some money with them, support local as always, and support. Speaking of support local again, our friends over at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar in downtown Daphne. They're about a rock's throw from Dragonfly and Mancis and all that and Kitchen
but
on
why
Main.
Why would you want to throw a rock at those places?
No, you don't have to. You know, a no. football. You can throw a football.
Okay.
So Nerf, if you can throw
Nerf football so you don't put a window out.
Yeah, or not. So anyway, a rock could do that. Yeah. So anyway, our friends over there, best pimento cheese you'll ever put in your mouth. Great. And order pizza with it on top. That's good. Or if they had burgers, you could get a cheeseburger in paradise, but with pimento cheese. Yeah. So you see what I did there?
Yeah.
And Steve shaking right his in. Head. Steve shaking his head like, oh, God. Anyway, he shaved his legs for this. Dude, no, never mind.
Yeah, if I put out that album, it would be, I can't believe I shaved my back for this.
Oh, yeah. There's that. Yeah. And how would you do that? Anyway, hey, well, this is the food show. We're not talking about that stuff on the food show. And but our friends over there at Hall Sausage and Meat, great people, wonderful people, hardworking people. Go
find
out there.
At your Piggly Wigglies.
Go out there. Yeah, your Piggly Wigglies.
At your Walmart.
At the Walmart.
At your Rouse's.
At your Rouse's, your Greer's.
Yeah.
And
ask for it if they ain't got it.
Absolutely. Go ask for it. If they don't have it, demand it. Say you're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'll have to break out that venison sausage downtown soon.
Yeah.
In the mac and cheese.
There you go. Mm. Do it at the start of deer season.
Christmas time.
Okay. Anyway, and then
I put red bell peppers in it one time and called it Rudolph mac and cheese.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Hey, look at you.
Yeah.
Marketing genius.
Why is it Rudolph mac and cheese?
He's the Elon Musk of mac and cheese.
Because he's going to go for it. Yeah, this past Friday
it's got pimentos and venison in it.
Okay.
Yeah. This past Friday was Disney. He should have just called it Bambi. And that would have been seen the sand.
Oh, yeah.
Or Little Mermaid. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bambi, yeah.
Yeah. Little Mermaid would have been a can of tuna.
Yeah. If it's real tough. Yeah. Anyway, and then we want to certainly thank our friends over there at Butch Cassidy's at Corner Flow Shell, which is O'Shell and Florida Street.
Oh, look,
there's a lot of businesses
Florida.
There. Florida. But anyway, thank you to all those folks that helped us with this show here. So what are we going to talk about
I've got a question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the big Jimmy Buffett tribute we did last week and tying into this week, you said today they're having the second line.
Today is the second line. They're asking people to start at 3 o'clock, getting there and gathering, and so you can get everybody lined up, and at 4 o'clock it'll
begin. So about 2:30, go grab your mac and cheese.
So I guess the thing is they want to be down at Moe's by 5 o'clock because it'll be 5 o'clock somewhere at that point. So anyway, what was your question?
My question was who all is participating as far as along that.
It's open to the public.
Yeah, that's the second line.
It's open to the public. I don't know who the leading band, I don't know if it's going to be Excelsior Band or whoever is going to be leading it, but it'll be a big crowd of people and they'll all be
drunk.
It's still be 4 o'clock. Yeah.
They're pedestrians. It's okay. Yeah.
Celebrating.
And you're allowed to carry an open container in downtown.
Yeah.
So
in the Lodaw Entertainment District.
Yeah, that's right. I live in that, by the way. Even though I live in a neighborhood, that's still part of it.
How many blocks away from the mac and cheesery is that?
It's about 5 or 6. About 5, too far for me to walk.
Yeah, I was about to say about 4.5 blocks more than he's willing to walk.
Although it's getting cool enough, I could start to get up early and walk my 3 miles in
the
morning.
Well, you said you're on a diet, so obviously there's got to be an exercise program with that.
This heat has been horrible. Now, when it's good weather, I get
out. Oh, no. Exercise might be unpleasant.
Well, you know.
That's why I was asking. I didn't know if a doctor had recommended, along with the diet, an exercise program like walking or...
I used to walk all the time.
And, bicycling?
I used to bicycle all the time. The city won't let him do it anymore because he can't seem to get anywhere without going face planting.
I kept Johnson Band-Aids in business. Hey, you know, I don't have the balance I used to.
What's the diet that you're on? What is it? Less salt, more?
It is a program that you pay money to be in, and I don't want to divulge the name of it yet. But we've talked about it here before because I got on it one other time.
Okay.
And for 5 minutes.
No, I was on it for about 3 months, and I just wasn't dedicated to it. I just did not do a good job with it. I was cheating on it, and I wasn't doing a good job. Now, I'm back on it.
You think you're committed?
And I'm committed now. So,
but I mean, is there certain do's and don'ts, things you stay away from? That's where I'm going with.
Oh,
that,
a lot.
Like
stay
like
a lot of but a lot
fried
of,
foods, obviously.
I have to have my fuel. What's called fuelings during the day, and I can't miss them.
Fuelings.
I eat about every 2 to 3 hours. 2.5 to 3 hours.
Okay.
Are you doing anything like the green slushies?
No. Ugh. Anyway,
what was
I can have a green and lean, which is meat.
Algae is incredibly healthy.
Yeah, no.
At nighttime, or my evening meal, my last meal is a lean and green, and I've been doing vegetable and a meat, and I eat that way anyway. That's what I eat. But my problem was I was doing it in the morning, I was doing it in lunch, I was doing it in the afternoon,
snack, doing it when he gets up at midnight to go
snack.
To the
bathroom. Yeah. So now, I've cut all that out, and I eat exactly what's in my plan. And snacks.
They line it up for you.
It's pretty much lined up. I'm usually about an hour late doing it every day, but I do everything, and it's already showing me results on the scale. And
so is it on your phone? So can you bring it up on your phone?
I got a book. I got a book at home.
Okay.
I got a book.
See, if you had it on your phone, you could look at it.
I was, you know, usually
be looking at Facebook.
People,
you've seen him.
Usually people post their results on Facebook, but I want to wait. I want to wait and let me get a month into it, see a big change, feel a big change. I already feel a big change. Mm-hmm. I really do. I already feel a big change.
The reason they do that is they, quote, self-motivate.
Yeah, and I just want to. I've posted 100 times that I was going on a diet, 100 times, and so I just want to keep it off Facebook.
Number of times on the diet?
Once. I want to keep it off Facebook right now, and then when I see my results and they're mind boggling, then I'll post about it.
Okay. Show, well, what happens if
show my pictures? Huh?
I said, what if they're not mind-boggling like you imagine them?
Well, I'm hoping the way I'm progressing right now is I hope within a month, 3 weeks to 4 weeks, you'll be able to see the difference in the photos, compare my beginning photos and my – and then
after photos.
Yeah.
You doing shirtless?
Are you
– But the –
is there a goal weight that you're looking
at? Yeah, I'm trying to lose about 70, 80 pounds. I want to get down to around between 170 and 180 pounds.
Can I make a recommendation that is great for weight loss?
Yeah, go ahead.
Impale yourself on a tomato can. I got to tell you.
That takes longer, Stu.
No, the weight loss was pretty quick. It was the learning to walk that was
taking
a while.
Well, I had to do that after COVID. I had to do that after COVID. But I had to learn to walk again.
Yeah, for the longest time, someone would post on Facebook, I'm trying to lose weight. Who's got a good weight loss program? Oh, I dropped 120 pounds in a year. Really? Mm-hmm. How'd you do that? Impaled myself in a tomato can?
Yeah, lost half your stomach.
Yeah, didn't get any solid food for 6 months?
Well, that's what a lot of folks do. They do this surgery.
Yeah,
and I knew a guy that worked for a little while, but he just went
a right lot of
back.
People
that
went
is
right back.
Simply enabling the exact same personality that
exactly,
got you into
exactly.
it.
All right, folks, we got to go. Get out there, support local, be local. Use sunscreen, especially today. Use it every day, even during the winter when the sun's out. Use sunscreen.
You don't want the sun to mess up your provolone.